Well, before we go, oh, we are on. Anyway, my friends, we were getting, Chef Eric brought off a plethora of things for people to try. And, of course, he brought off the maple bacon crumble smash.
No smash. I don't know where you're getting smash from. It's maple bacon crumble.
I'll have to go back and listen to the tape. But anyway, this is I haven't even tried it yet. I'm so afraid to try it. it just looks so good. So,
yeah,
all of a sudden, from the back of the room, you got to understand, we're in the middle of the Big Green Egg Retail Center. The engineer is in a little cubicle off to the back, and all of a sudden, out of the back of the, we like the bacon best because it's maple sugar, or it's maple syrup, brown sugar, maple syrup, brown sugar, maple syrup, brown sugar,
and bacon. Right.
Bacon.
As it should be, right.
And you're right, it did not rise by poking the holes in it. That makes it just beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right. So I've brought in the quinoa as well. And the quinoa is, I'm using a red Incan quinoa. It's got the black beans, the corn, the jalapenos, or in this case I use serrano chilies, onions, two pieces of Mexican chorizo. I used the bacon from rendering it for the maple bacon stuff. So we have bacon actually sort of as a constant theme throughout. Also put in a cup of vegetable, chicken stock in this case, and a little bit of chili powder, a little bit of cumin, a little bit of salt, and let that sit out on the egg for 20 minutes after sauteing the onions originally. And then we topped it with a little bit of cilantro, avocado, and a squeeze of lime. And there's your little, your side dish there. Now, I could have done it without the chorizo and made it like a vegetarian thing, but I decided not to. So it's got Mexican chorizo in it as well. So that's quinoa and a fatty right there. Okay, so now let's get to the maple bacon.
Oh, man, I got to try that. That's just, that's decadence on a sheet pan.
So you want this to set up a bit. Let me see if I can clean off my board just a bit.
Just watch the edge of that blade.
Yeah, I've already done that today. It's a great blade. Available from Chef's Life Apparel.
And what's the name of that
Peter
blade?
Peter Silvano. And it's a Ergo Chef Nakiri blade.
A Nakiri blade.
Meant for, specifically for...
veg.
For vegetables, yeah.
It's veg.
Vegetables. All right, so...
Do you know what goes good with vegetables?
What's that?
Bread pud.
No, let's not go there. All right, so you'll see this is now actually even some of the areas that have spilled over where maybe it's come off of the croissant. It's kind of like a little taffy almost.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know what it kind of reminds me of? We do every Christmas, it had been for many years. I didn't do it this year. I do a... Oh man. I do it's like a Heath bar. It's like a giant Heath bar where I put the English toffee down.
Right.
I make an English toffee. Then I lay Hershey's milk chocolate chips across the top of it. Then I smear it all down and then I cover it with chopped pecans.
Right.
And that's how I do it. I let it set up, get hard. Then I take my knife and I just go through and I tap it with a meat cleaver,
sure.
And it shatters it.
Yep.
So you just take the, and that's kind of what you're doing. That's just.
Yeah, this is a little bit.
Oh, man, I'm going to try some
gooier, chewier than a typical brittle or something like that.
That's a nice size.
Is that your size right there?
About twice the size of everybody else's.
All right, that's fine. So, anyway, yeah, this is an easy little thing to create. Now, the longer that sits up and sets up, it'll firm up. And, sort of become almost like a little brittle.
Oh, man.
So.
Man, oh, man.
There you go.
If you like sweets, this rocks.
Well, and there's nothing better than bacon and maple and.
Oh.
And croissant. So, that was our last recipe. Yep.
This is what we call dead air because we're all chomping and slurping.
Oh, well.
It's a cooking show.
It's a cooking show. You have to taste your cooking, after all. I may just taste the rest of this whole plate.
You ought to take it to Cutter's.
It may not last in the car long enough to get there, but Anyway, so that's our fourth recipe. And, you know, bacon sort of themed all the way through the thing, because you can never have enough bacon. The, you know, my favorite recipe of the day, besides this maple bacon, is actually the sandwich with the ABTs and the chicken in there. Because that cheese, you know, you forget about melting cheese on the Big Green Egg on those sandwiches, just open face. You know, you don't close up the sandwich. You melt it open face and then close it up when you're gonna before you're going to cut it. And that's what we did on the sandwiches. So
it was all delicious, as always.
Thank you.
But, you know, when you come here, people say, well, don't you ever get tired of cooking the Big Green Egg? No. Are you kidding? You can do so many things on the egg.
Yeah.
It's almost harder for you to do things at Cutter's than it is here.
Well, here is easy. I mean, here they've got everything, all the tools that I need and the pans and stuff like that. So it's really, it's a great location to work out of. So now I'm going to go ahead and try the healthier dish.
Oh, yeah, please.
Which is the quinoa.
You got to get your daily dose of avocado.
I got to tell you, it's good. It almost tastes like a chili.
I was going to say that looks kind of like a stew or a chili. Mm-hmm. It does.
And with the avocado and the peppers and all that, the quinoa gives it a nice... gives it nice texture, gives it body. The Mexican chorizo, really, probably unnecessary, ultimately. So you can make it like a vegetarian alternative to a chili. Put it on some fries or something.
You know, on that maple bacon, I got to get back to that for a second.
Yeah.
Do you know how many recipes now are starting to take, like the Pillsbury, and pushing them all together and making the flat sheets and cooking on it? That's become, there are more and more recipes coming out. It's a really a great idea. This makes that, if it rises too much, it's not going to be near as effective. This way right here, it absolutely nails it.
Right. Well, so, you know, one of the things to watch for on this croissant stuff is that don't get anything but the original recipe. The other recipes, like the butter and the honey and all that, what they'll do is they will expand more. They're designed to fluff up bigger. That's not what you want for this type of a recipe. You want it to stay pretty flat. So.
Well, I'll tell you, as always.
And I will say also, the folks like at Pillsbury, for example, do a fantastic job. They come out with a lot of these types of recipes to begin with, like things like using the biscuit dough as an empanada base, you know, a disco for empanadas. It's a great idea. And, you know, you can do it very easily, and it bakes very well. So you should go to some of their, like, Facebook pages. They tend to have a lot of good recipes on there.
Also go to chefandafatman.com. You've got over 350 recipes there all over the place, man. You got every kind of recipe. And, of course, we couldn't do it without Manager Jay, the man himself, Loose and the Golden Goose. The whole staff is here. Captain D. I mean, we got the whole group here, and they made it so easy for us to do this show. So we always like to give out a big shout-out. Remember, today is also Oatmeal Cookie Day and Raisin Day. So you'll want to take a few moments to have a good oatmeal cookie with raisins. Cover both things in one cookie. And way to go. Chef Eric is always extraordinary to our resident who hasn't had to do it much over the last 2 years. It is our engineer, she who must be obeyed, Karen Jenkins, and our special producer today, Lindsay Bresnan. And she kept me on time, in line, and if I forgot, she'd wave her finger at me, and by golly, she got my attention. Chef and the Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs has been presented by The Big Green Egg,
the ultimate cooking experience.
And, of course, by Real Sweet Onions, by Schumann Produce. They are effectively on the streets since Monday. They might not be to your store yet, but demand them, because if it doesn't say Real Sweet on the bag or the tag,
it ain't.
And by Cutter Cigar Emporium, join us for the most unbelievable cigar festival in the world. June 2nd, 3rd, 4th, or 4th, 5th, 6th. You look first weekend of June. Thank you so much for joining us. God bless y'all. God bless America. And God willing, we'll be here next week.